Yes, we all love the warm, toasty, and comforting feeling of nostalgia, and anything that takes us back to those beautiful feelings, whether it's a song we heard while driving to work, or a Facebook memory that came up our way from 6 years ago, it is going to bring that smile on our face. These sensations are capable of taking us right back to the magic of those memories. Nostalgia is magical, and we all, consciously and subconsciously, hold on to these memories. They bring us warmth, they bring us comfort. Last week, I talked about the senses of sound and touch. If you haven't heard that episode yet, do check it out. Today we are going to continue talking about the sensory stimulants of nostalgia and the magic of these memories. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Our senses have a way to know if someone is in the house. I know that every time my mom visits me, she gets my brick and mortar apartment smelling like home. I wake up to the smell of hot masala chai and that says it all. I can guess the dish cooking in the kitchen all the way from the elevator to my apartment. Certain smells have been ingrained in our minds ever since our childhood. Like the smell of an incense stick can take you to an ashram, or the smell of the beach can take you to Mumbai. I remember the first time I visited Mumbai after having lived in New York for 2 years. I stepped outside the plane and the air had a stench. What they say about the smell of Mumbai, it's not entirely false. It's like a mix of hot summer weather coupled with the garbage from Dharavi, and add a little smell of the beach and that's the smell of my Mumbai. To me, it's amazing because I have spent my life there and I relate to those fragrances and those smells to some of the best and worst of the times that I've had in my life. I stepped out of the plane and I took my first deep breath on my land and I knew immediately that I was in my city, Mumbai. That's all I needed to bring myself back home. It didn't matter that I had been away from home for so long. It didn't matter that I had not lived there anymore. My sense told me that I was in my soul city and that was it. Our senses do have a way to do that. Just for a second, imagine this. Your school summer holidays are about to come to an end. You're playing doctor-doctor with your friends in the afternoon, and you hear someone say that the first rainfall has arrived. You open the windows and you take that first breath in. The smell of wet mud, mitti ki khushbu, smelling that fresh air was once always one of the highlights of the rainy season for me, and it still is. Even though it's cloudy and gloomy outside, nothing beats the feeling of those cold winds on a warm summer day and the smell of wet mud in the air. Everyone is rejoiced and a pot of warm chai goes up on the stove. The house is now smelling heavenly and mom promises that warm bhajiyas and pakoras are on their way. Because what is a rainy day without pakoras and chai, right? Oh gosh, those memories. There were traditions designed around the first rainy day of the year. The monsoons come in and suddenly you start getting warned about staying away from street food. But what is life without enjoying a fresh roasted corn on the cob while hanging out with your childhood buddies or your first crush under that umbrella at the corner of the street? Bhutta, as we used to lovingly call it in Mumbai, is an inseparable part of the monsoon memories in the city. everything about the dish. The peculiar bite of the partially blackened corn kernel, the tang of the lime, and the chili which lingers for hours at the edge of your lips. They're all a part of the experience. The taste that they create together may not be a great culinary accomplishment, but it is one of the greatest memories a person builds. The attachment to a pani puri or a sweet juice-filled jalebi is all the same. Is it the best tasting food on the planet? Absolutely not. But there is something that this taste ignites in our mind that makes us feel so warm in our heart. That's where this whole thing with maa ke haath ka khana comes to, right? It brings a sense of comfort and a sense of trust. It's a state where you completely surrender to that sensory feeling because you know that it is going to stimulate a state of peace and bring about a level of familiarity which your body recognizes at a subconscious level. You know what else we recognize? Symbols that we see with our eyes. Try to remember one of those click cameras. We used to put the film inside the roll, remember? We used to set up the perfect shot with everyone posing. We would say, ready? Say cheese! And then we would take the picture. In that click, we captured some of the most precious memories from our lives. From our childhood birthday parties to those family trips. From that first school farewell party to the baby pictures of our siblings. Every memory is developed into a photograph and carefully arranged into a photo album sitting somewhere in the storage. Every time the whole family comes together, these albums are brought out, dusted, and enjoyed by the entire family. Each photograph carries with it bittersweet memories which are now documented for life. Every picture can bring in a conversation that could last for hours. This picture is the only stimulant our memory needed. This picture is the only stimulant our memory needed to recreate the same scenario a couple of years back into our lives. That picture carries with it not only a part of our childhood memory, but it holds the responsibility of family histories and treasures. Every lost relative, every forgotten friend, every faint memory and every uncomfortable incident would be recorded in that little visual stimulant. Do yourself, your heart, and your soul a favor and look back at some of these memories and see the warmth it brings you. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.